Hi, everyone. My name is Hank Schless, and welcome to 5-Minute Fridays, where we highlight one story from the cybersecurity world that you should know about. This week, we're going to talk about Red Alert rocket alerts. It's well known throughout the cybersecurity industry that societal disruption or uncertainty, however you want to put it, creates opportunity for malicious threat actors. For example, at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Lookout researchers saw a massive spike in malicious phishing links related to the pandemic, specifically around government aid, information about vaccines, more things along those lines. Researchers even discovered a campaign that distributed malware through an online watering hole using COVID as the lure. So more recently, the team at Cloudflare became aware of a website hosting a malicious version of the legitimate mobile app Red Alert Rocket Alerts. This is an open source mobile app, which provides timely alerts about incoming airstrikes, and in the wake of the conflict between Israel and Hamas, has been popular among people living in Israel. And the fact that the threat actor is now leveraging it against people to collect highly sensitive data about those individuals is precisely what we mean when we say that these situations create opportunity for bad actors. Now, in terms of the threat itself, we see the attacker leveraging a relatively common but highly effective attack chain, which is to host the malicious app on a domain that's just barely different from the actual domain. I think everyone's familiar with this. We all get enough phishing text messages saying, you know, open your bank account because there's been a strange transaction. Here's a URL. And if you look closely, you notice that a lot of times that URL is just one letter or character off from maybe what your bank's actual name is. So same idea, very different context. So victims see this URL on their mobile devices, but since these devices' screens are so much smaller than that of a computer, they're more likely to miss the typo in that URL, hence why mobile phishing attacks tend to be so effective. And then when they get to the site, everything looks legit. It's not that hard to build a website that looks a lot like the legitimate one. What's interesting about this particular case is that when you're on the website, the link to the iOS app actually takes the user to the iOS app store, to the legitimate version of the Red Alert app. But the link to the Android app doesn't actually take the user to the Google Play Store. Instead, what it does is that it automatically downloads an APK file directly to the device and installs the malicious app. Now, once the app is on the device, it can collect highly sensitive data, including the full contact list on the device, all SMS and SMS messages and call data, installed apps, and even any logged in email or app accounts. So you can imagine how extensively that goes. The malicious version of the Red Alert app really exemplifies two critical risks on mobile devices that we see here at Lookout very frequently and also more globally across the industry. And those two are malicious URLs and apps that are known as sideload apps that aren't hosted in the Play Store or on the App Store. It shows that not all malicious links are built for phishing, but that they can be used to deliver malware to the target. In fact, data from us, from our team here at Lookout, shows that 55% of malicious links intended to send malware to the target in Q3 of this year. Now, one thing I want to note is that if you're a current Lookout for Work admin, you can protect your fleet against these types of attacks in two ways. First, make sure that phishing and content protection is enabled across your fleet. And then in regards to the app threats, there are two things to do. First, review the app policies and set appropriate risk levels and responses that will enable your end users to resolve most issues on their own. And then you can also search throughout your fleet to find and deny list any apps with excessive permissions that could create data privacy or compliance risks, could also be indicative of an alternative version of a legitimate app. So I think overall it's safe to say that this situation is exemplary of how that level of societal disruption really creates opportunity for malicious actors, especially when people are unsure of how to navigate through a situation. And keep in mind that while the malicious website discovered by Cloudflare has been taken down, it's still possible that malicious versions of this app are present in the wild. That's today's 5-Minute Friday. Thanks for listening and stay safe.